You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Monday morning here on the radio. Maybe it's Monday afternoon, you're heading out to lunch. Maybe it's Monday evening at 8:45. You've tuned us in here on 91.5 FM. Pastor Paul Esposito here saying thank you for taking the time, for making WGOD, and much more importantly, for making the Word of God and studying the Word of God such a part, an integral part of your life. God won't let you down. He'll meet you right where you're at, and I guarantee you, you'll be blessed when you spend time in His Word and listen to His Word preached, but especially when you spend time in the Word of God yourself. We are finally wrapping up the book of Romans here on WGOD. I wrapped it up at church about 3 weeks ago. And here on the radio, here this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this will play. And this sermon, well, I've entitled The Rest of the Story. It's the last two chapters. Now, Romans 16's got a lot of names. It's the biggest greeting of any book anywhere in the Bible, all the people that he greets and says hi to. So there's not a lot to look at. So we're looking at these last two chapters this week here on WGOD, Romans 15, Romans 16. Love to see you out for a service at Island Community Church Wednesday nights at 6, where we are in Luke chapter 17 this week. This will be our last Wednesday that we're meeting for this year, it looks like. Luke chapter 17, I think we're going to be getting into Bible prophecy this week. Also the parable of the, the 10 virgins that were cleansed. The 10 lepers that were cleansed. Only one returned to give glory to God. That's what we're looking at Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Love to see you. Here is part one of this message now, the rest of the story.
Hard to believe it, but we are wrapping up the book of Romans today. Thought I was in for a tough sermon prep. It's kind of tough to preach a greet John and greet Henry and greet Fred and greet Jane and greet Nancy. You know, how do you come up with a sermon on that? Especially in the book of Romans, because Romans has the greatest, the most longest, the prolific greetings than any book in the Bible. And that's the one part we're going to skip and not look at here today. But we're going to wrap up Romans here. Hard to believe we're going to wrap it up today. It's been a great study. This book has been changing lives since it was written some 2,000 years ago. We owe such a debt of gratitude to Martin Luther, naturally to the Holy Spirit of the living God. But Martin Luther, who upon reading this letter to the Romans, started a revolution. Now granted, he didn't want to start a revolution. But to the Catholic Church, wanted no part of change. So 500 years ago, a couple weeks ago, we celebrated that anniversary, 500 years. Martin, and I don't mean this Martin here, he's probably named after him, Martin Luther started a revolution, which started a new church. Hence, this is why we're here today. A church that followed these principles, all because of this book, Romans. Salvation is by grace alone. Salvation is through faith alone, plus nothing. You can't add anything to that. This is why we're here. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You cannot buy your way out of any other place. The Bible is meant for everyone to understand, not just the Latin scholar. This is why we're here. This is why you hear and understand the word. Because of this revolution that got started. Now, let's turn here today to chapter 15 of this great book. And let's see where the Holy Spirit's going to shine the light of truth on today. Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then who are strong, we ought to bear with the scruples of the weak. And not to please ourselves. Greek word for scruple is the word asthenia, which means weakness. Or sometimes it means sickness. That's someone who is powerless to do something. Literally, so you and I who are strong, we ought to help the weak who are powerless to help themselves. The word for bear means to hold up or to take up and hold. It also means to foot. You know, like to foot the bill for somebody. Someone who is powerless or unable to do it themselves. And not to someone that's able to repay you back. In other words, God's got a thing for people that can't help themselves. And it really pleases him when others become God's hands and feet here on earth and do what he would do as if he were here in the flesh. You see, since God's not here in the flesh, he wants to use you in his place. You are God's hands and feet here on earth. There was a bundle of food left here at a Publix in Indian Harbor Beach. And God's got a Rolodex. And he flips through it and comes to Esposito. And he goes, ah, here's a name on my Rolodex. She goes up, gets the food, brings it here. God could have said, let there be food. But he didn't. He used someone to accomplish his will. And that's what he does. You are God's hands and feet. When God's got a job to do, is your name on his Rolodex? When he's got a job to do in Merrill Island and he's flipping through, is your name on it? Are you someone God can trust? Are you someone God will go to in a pinch? Flip, 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 flip. Ah, yes, here we go. Verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. That is, leading to his building up, the one that you just helped. And now the reason why, in our great example. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it was written, the reproaches of those that reproached you fell on me. Isn't that funny how it says it is written? That's right out of the Old Testament. If you had a good Bible that capitalizes pronouns, you and me are both capitalized in the same text. The reproaches of those that reproached you, capital Y, fell on me, capital M, and that's not New Testament. That's old. Matter of fact, that is from, who can help me out here? Chapter 15, verse 3. For those that want to look at this and dig deeper, chapter 15, verse 3. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written. Thank you. Psalm 69, verse 9. Written by, as I like to say, the greatest prophet who ever lived, King David. The reproaches of those that reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. See, Paul wrote, whatever things were written down before in the Old Testament were written for our learning. And for this reason, he said, so that we might have hope. Hope. Hope for what? I would say, how about 6,000 years of the faithfulness of God, for starters? How does that grab you? God is faithful. You got 6,000 years of it. Look at how faithful God has been to his people since Adam and Eve. Look at the bad people that have been redeemed in the Bible throughout the ages, from murderers to harlots and everyone in between. The question should not be, how can God love Jacob and hate Esau because that's not fair of him? The question should be, how can God love a scoundrel like Jacob? Or, how can he love you, is the question. How can he love you? And yet, for thousands of years, God has saved people just like you. And the Bible bears witness to that. So, through the comfort of the Scriptures, we have hope that the God of all mercy and grace will love on me and you the same way he does for everyone else for all these thousands of years. Through the comfort of the Scriptures, we have hope. Verse 5. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you not like-minded toward another believer? If not, then God has not answered that prayer yet in your life. May the God of patience and comfort grant me the ability to treat others the same way. Notice, too, the unity here in this text. See that? Like-minded. Like-minded with Jesus and his church as the head. One mind, that is that we all think alike. One mouth, that is we all speak alike. And the unity is speaking about unity in our praise of Almighty God. Reminds me of congregational singing, right? Isn't that about the only time we've got unity? We all think alike and speak with one, would think with one mind and one voice is when we're singing praises to God. At least then we have it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.